Okay, our next speaker today will be Luis Prochnow, and he will be discussing the ecological intensification of maize production in the Brazilian Cerrado.
Well, good morning to all of you. Thank you very much, Aaron. My name is Luis Prochnow. I work for the International Plant Nutrition Institute. I'm the program director in Brazil. And I'm here today to talk about this topic of ecological intensification of maize production in the Brazilian Cerrado or Brazilian savanna. I'd like to recognize my co-authors, Drs. Francisco, Catherine, Duarte, Fonseca, and Bart, all from Brazil. Well, there are five things that I would like to clarify before we talk about the experiment and some of the results, and they are: what is ecological intensification? What is the Brazilian Cerrado? What is the International Plant Nutrition Institute Global Maize Project? What is corn second crop? And what is brachiaria grass? So first one, ecological intensification, is a term developed by Kasman from the University of Nebraska that conceptualizes a production system that satisfied the anticipated increase in food demand while meeting acceptable standards for environmental quality. So it is not just about food demand, it is not just about environmental issues, we have to combine both things. Well, here's the map of Brazil, as you can see. And this dark green area here, which is about 20% of the country, is what we call the Cerrado or the savanna in Brazil. Typical vegetation of the Cerrado, and the soils are very low in soil fertility, very acidic, and need a lot of management and very good management in order to get a good yield, good grain yields. The high potential for grain yield production. And right now, we produce less than a third than what we could in this area. Okay, about Global Maize Project, we have several experiments going on around the world. You can see them by these stars here. We have two in Brazil. I'm going to talk about one of them today. And the objectives of this project are determine the capacity for production increases in various maize-growing areas of the world, facilitated by a model developed by the University of Nebraska, which is called hybrid maize. And also to determine what nutrient management practices need to change to close the yield gap faster than the current trend, between what the farmer does in the region and what the research group is proposing as ecological intensification to secure food demand in the world in terms of maize production, plus have safe management in terms of environmental issues. Fourth thing I would like to clarify is what I mean by corn second crop. So it's a double crop, corn, following generally soybean. Or one can say it's a second crop in the same cropping cycling year. So, like for the Cerrado, for example, we would have generally soybean from October to March, going through our summer time in Brazil, potential to get 3.5 tons per hectare of soybean. And then after, we have what we call corn second crop, with a yield potential of 6 tons per hectare. Of course, it seems low, but we got to remember that we are growing out of the regular season for maize. So a farmer gets 3.5 tons per hectare of soybean plus 6 tons per hectare of maize, which is not bad in one crop in a year. And finally, brachiaria grass, which you can see here, intercropped with maize. It's originally from Africa, but it expanded in Brazil. It grows very well in poor soil fertility soil and acidic conditions. And lately, it has been studied a lot because it brings several advantages for soil quality and further crop development. Just here, a quick example about brachiaria. It is peer recovery from single superphosphate in an oxazole, 22 years of data. Work done by good friend Djalma Souza from Embrapa in Brazil. Let's concentrate in when we apply 200 kilograms per hectare of P2O5. When we had just annual crops, after all this time, the peer recovery was 40%. When he introduced brachiaria grass in the system, intercropped or after some crops along the time, the peer recovery was double, was 82%. So this is one of the things that brachiaria brings to the table, and it is interesting for us. Okay, now let's talk about the experiment in Itiquira, Mato Grosso, in Brazil. It's important to note that the emphasis is in corn second crop. That's why I wanted to clarify what is corn second crop. But we did include corn first crop during the summer time. The regular farmer practice in the region is soybean millet or soybean corn second crop. But the research group created a real cropping system that we believe will be very good along the way. And I will tell you what the cropping system is in a minute. And we did include an intermediate treatment which would serve as an intermediate step for the farmer going from farmer practice to ecological intensification. It's a split plot design with cropping system as main plots and nitrogen rates as subplots. Our local partner there is Research Foundation MT, Mato Grosso Research Foundation, and we started this experiment in October 2009. This is a long-term experiment, at least 10 years, so we got few results. I'm here today to show the concept, and I will come back probably in the future to tell you more and more results. Okay, here's the experimental design. Treatment number one, cropping system, is what the farmer generally does, soybean and maize second crop, 3-year cycle. And we have nitrogen rates varying from 0 to 150 for maize first crop, 0 to 90 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare for maize second crop. So this is what the farmer generally does. Now, the intermediate treatment is basically the same thing, but we are including brachiaria in the system that I defined it and I clarified to you before. 3 years, same sequence, including brachiaria. Now, the real cropping system that we believe it will bring good results along the way, or better results, and that we would like the farmer to adopt in the medium to long run, is 3-year cycle. We would have soybean, maize second crop, intercropped with brachiaria. Second year would be soybean with crotalaria after the soybean. And the third year, maize first crop with brachiaria. Now, we repeated this treatment. Sorry about that. We repeated this treatment 3 times because we want to have more maize first crop every year. So basically, it is the same thing, 3A, 3B, and 3C, but in a different sequence in terms of crops. So we have corn first crop production every year. Okay, let's look at some results. Here is 010, 011. Yields. See, we start the maize crop in 010 and then we harvest in March of next year. So it's corn first crop yield related to rate of nitrogen. So, 2 things to highlight. One, it's pretty good yields for corn first crop, reaching 12.5 tons of maize. Many believed we couldn't do that in the Cerrado of Brazil. So we did have a green revolution there, and we can get good yields of corn first crop too. And the second observation is that nitrogen rates are still low. Now, the farmers do not use 150. They use generally less than that. And we can intensify the production of maize by better utilizing nitrogen. The second set of results I would like to show you is this one. It is corn yield for corn second crop as related to nitrogen rates applied up to 90 kilos of nitrogen per hectare. Three things to highlight. Nothing new, of course. Corn is responding to nitrogen applied. Second, nitrogen rates are still low, as we can see by the models here and by the data points. Now, the farmer, when he grows corn second crop, he applies 50 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. 90 kilograms is not enough still. So this is already a clear indication we have something to do and we can improve our corn second crop yields. And the third thing, very important, is the effect of brachiaria. More or less as expected, here we have soybean and maize second crop, and then soybean. And here we have brachiaria as a previous treatment too. And we can see the effect. When we included brachiaria, the yields of corn second crop a little bit lower because, of course, there is a competition, but not much lower, just a little bit. In the long run, the brachiaria, our hypothesis is, will bring a lot of advantages and the whole system will be much better with this grass. Here we are just showing response curves for nitrogen previously applied to corn and the effect in brachiaria yield and crotalaria yield. And as you can see, we do have a good effect, good response curve, higher dry matter yield, which will be incorporated to the soil. In the medium to long run, this will bring better soil quality, which will reflect in terms of grain production and economics for the farmer. This is what we expect. Now, our project is about maize. I already told you we are just starting. It is at least a 10-year project. We are in the second year. Our target mainly is not soybean, but we did find some interesting results for soybean that I want to show, that I want to share with you, and they are right here. Three things to highlight. Number one, soybean is responding to nitrogen previously applied to maize. And you could say, well, this seems crazy. Soybean responding to nitrogen. Well, we got to remember that we are achieving here kind of very good yields of soybean, up to 4 tons per hectare. So in these systems, it seems that just nitrogen biological fixation is not enough. So again, soybean is responding to nitrogen previously applied to maize. Second thing, nitrogen rates are still low, and we do have an effect of brachiaria, now a positive effect. Here, this model, red dots, is including brachiaria versus no brachiaria in the system. It's about 250 kilograms higher the yields when we did include brachiaria in the system, as I previously told you could happen. Now, one could say, well, this thing of soybean responding to nitrogen previously applied to maize is strange. It didn't happen in just one set of treatments. It happened in all set of treatments we had. You see this treatment in blue showing response to nitrogen, in red, response to nitrogen, and so on. So it's some consistent piece of information that we do need more nitrogen in the system for soybean. Well, finally, to conclude, many of you probably already saw the 4R nutrient stewardship, where we have the right source, right rate, right time, and right place for fertilizer application, other management practices leading to certain performance indicators that it is always good to measure in the cropping system. Right now, of course, we're focusing just on yield, but we have elements to measure many other performance indicators, and we'll do that with time. Most especially, of course, nutrient efficiency, which is exactly the topic of this symposium entitled Management Strategies to Improve Nutrient Efficiency. So we believe, to finalize, that we will really get better nutrient efficiency when having the ecological intensification treatments along the way. We are very excited about this project. We have only 2 crop years of data. Difference in yields should increase with time. And the final goal is to transfer technology to farmers in the region as such that in the future there are not much difference between farmer practice and ecological intensification. That's our goal, to transfer technology to the farmers. And with that, I thank you very much, with wishes for increasing corn yields worldwide. Thank you. No, no, no.
And how long is the growth period?
You mean if the corn was the same?
Yeah.
No, the group decides which is the best corn for that specific year.
How long is the growth period?
Oh, it depends on the corn we use, you know, of course. But it generally goes from middle October to early March for corn second crop, first crop. Second crop is right after soybean, generally. So it goes from early March to end of July, you know, early August. Okay, thank you very much.